Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreeke.
Ruby Frankie taking accountability for her actions. Kind of. Yeah, you know, like, I'll take responsibility for what I did, but I didn't really do anything, and it was all Jody Hildebrand. Essentially what is being said. We got the letter from the attorney right here. We're going to go through it and discuss with Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent. Let's begin with this. This is from Windward Law. That is her attorneys that have been representing her. And they are, well, they're trying to take a plea deal here. They are taking a plea deal with the court, pleading guilty on behalf of Ruby Frankie. Before we even get into that, let me ask you this. Is pleading guilty, I mean, obviously, doesn't look very good, of what she did. Is that the right move here, rather than try and argue any of these things in court?
From what we've seen in social media and everywhere else,
yeah,
I think this is exactly what she should do, and throwing Hildebrand under the bus. it's playing into public opinion, I think, really well. So good on her defense for doing it. And also, when we were examining in the last bunch of weeks her behavior towards her children, we did state that she had this behavior arc that seemed to have a shift with when Hildebrand entered the equation. And so I think she got brainwashed because it was very cult-like, where Hildebrandt kind of took charge. She found a following that she couldn't get on her own with Jody, and I mean with Ruby, and took it to the next level. And so I think once Ruby, again, pure conjecture, my point, once she kind of broke away from that cult mentality and she's behind bars and she starts talking to rational human beings again, I think some sanity probably entered her mind, and sounds like she's taken some accountability, like you said, for really heinous, as we're seeing, heinous things to get it against her children.
I mean, let's take a look at the letter itself here. I'm just going to read this off, and I want to get your reactions to it as we go through it. This is, I'm going to actually, I highlighted some parts, but I think let's just go through the whole thing because there's a lot of pieces in it. Windward Law is making a statement on behalf of Ruby Frankie regarding the pending charges in the Washington County 5th District Court, along with her thoughts about her current family situation. Our client is working with the prosecutor's office and anticipates resolving this matter quickly by entering a plea agreement with the court on Monday, December 18th. We have not yet heard any of the sentencing as of our recording of this right now. This is, I think, one of the key parts right here. This is what we've seen quoted in so many things. Ruby Frankie is a devoted mother who is also a woman committed to constant improvement. Okay. Initially, Ms. Frankie believed that Jody Hildebrandt had the insight to offer a path to continual improvement. Ms. Hildebrandt took advantage of this quest and twisted it into something heinous. Over an extended period, Ms. Hildebrandt systematically isolated Ruby Frankie from her extended family, older children, and her husband, Kevin Frankie. This prolonged isolation resulted in Ms. Frankie being subjected to a distorted sense of morality shaped by Ms. Hildebrandt's influence. Let's pause on that piece right there and get your thoughts on all of those claims that were made in there. Is this, I mean, I get, you know, you got to claim something here and you don't want to say, hey, it's all me. But is this really, truly all Jody Hildebrandt? I mean, we're talking, this is a grown woman, Ruby Frankie. This is someone who did have a 2 million plus following on YouTube, had all these kids. It's not like this life is new to her in any way, shape, or form.
I think Ruby was primed for this kind of individual to come into her life. She had such, again, just pure conjecture from looking at what she did on social media with YouTube, with her children. She seemed to have a huge need for validation and look at me, and insecurities generally are there because you have that huge need for celebrity, for notoriety, potentially. And when you have someone that then comes in like Hildebrandt to kind of fuel that insecurity and make her feel even a little bit better. And again, on that, so I mean, she's hitting all the key words in there, self-improvement, looking to get better. And she's describing this life arc of Hildebrandt's and herself and how they intersected. And the thing that really strikes me with the whole statement is it's very well crafted to what the layman in the rest of the world sees when they see her, when they see the situation. And I think that's what they're doing there, whether how factual it is with Ruby and how much she believes it or doesn't believe it. They're playing to the, I think, the emotions and the impulses of the public to say, hey, I was taken advantage of. I mean, she's playing the victim role in this as well. So it's kind of interesting.
Let's talk a little bit about the rest of this letter here. And let me speak to your point there, too. Is this basically what happens when one's bad behavior is validated by another human being? I mean, essentially, I mean, validation can be extremely powerful. And Jody Hildebrandt seemed to know how to do that. I mean, she was a therapist for a time until she lost her license, got it suspended, got it back. So, I mean, she had some reps in how to communicate with people, how to validate people, make them feel that their ideas are, you know, valid, that are worthy, that they make sense. But when you do that to people whose ideas don't make sense, are potentially dangerous, that seems to be kind of what happened here. And maybe is Ruby, as weird as it is to say it, is Ruby part of the victim here, or part of being a victim in some of this because of that validation that she was given by Jody Hildebrandt towards her bad behavior?
Yeah, definitely. Because as you said, Hildebrandt was a very good and is a excellent manipulator. And as Ruby even said in that statement, the lawyer said in the statement, was she isolated Ruby from her husband, from other people. And so that's what cults do. They isolate you and your ideas and interactions. So in other words, Ruby had no loving critic anymore because the husband was booted out of the system, booted out of the situation, either by choice or design. And so there was no other outside input coming to Ruby saying that, hey, you might want to take a look at this. This is a little nuts what you're doing. So yeah. Here she is. She's doing, with her parenting style and that her YouTube channel, things that were edgy already. And here comes this person in here that says, hey, it's not edgy. This is perfect. This is the way the world needs to be, more like you. Here's what you can do the next level. And now, without stating it exactly, she's saying, and anyone else that disagrees with you, they're just wrong. So we need to get rid of them in your life.
Yeah, I mean, that's how a lot of cults work. I mean, that's how essentially, you know, Scientology and many other groups that end up isolating people out of one's life operate. Continuing on with the letter here, during Ruby Frankie's incarceration, the Washington County Jail over the past few months, she has actively engaged in an introspection that has allowed her to reset her moral compass and understand the full weight of her actions. Ms. Frankie is committed to taking responsibility for the part she played in the events leading up to her incarceration, demonstrating a sincere dedication to personal growth and rehabilitation. She's actively begun the process by reaching out to members of her family through heartfelt apologies. She seeks to mend relationships and contribute positively to the healing journey of her family. Ruby is aware that Kevin Frankie has filed for divorce. While she is devastated by the news, she acknowledges and understands his anger and reasoning. Despite the pain, she respects his decisions and remains hopeful that with time, she can contribute to rebuilding trust and fostering understanding within their family. Ruby has offered her full cooperation to help the children reunite with their father. That's the gist of it. The last line is pretty much about Windward Law recognizing and agreeing with what they're saying here. Yeah, the introspection, engaging in that, resetting the moral compass to understand the full weight of her actions. You know, this is a woman who, you know, clearly, at least it seems, I mean, it seemed fairly narcissistic, the whole YouTube channel to begin with, but on the surface, a lot of people did believe it. I think at some element, unless she's pure evil, you know, did believe that she was doing right by her children, that her parenting tactics were correct. But, you know, did this end up being a massive wake-up call, kind of a big come to Jesus for her of everything, of look, everything you've been doing in your life, all this echo chamber of support that you've been getting, whether it be from your followers or whether it be from Jody Hildebrand, it hasn't been healthy and it's been enabling bad behavior. Do you think she truly came to that realization or is this, you know, just for show because, well, the spotlight's on her and she got caught?
I'd like to believe that she has. Mm-hmm. The thing that strikes me about this, and I've seen this not just with some people that are addicted to alcohol, you see it addicted to debt, they are addicted to anger. She had an addiction to look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, an addiction to validation. Again, I am not a licensed psychologist. So I always got to caveat this. This is just, you know, the layman looking out, you know, looking from the outside in. And it looks like she hit her rock bottom. So if we could do that thought experiment. So here's someone that's addicted to validation, like people are addicted to drugs and alcohol or anything else, you know, something because it serves a pain point. It serves an insecurity in our lives that makes us feel better for who we are because we don't necessarily have malformations and genetic, you know, craziness in the brain. In other words, she doesn't have a broken brain. There was nurture at work here earlier in life that gave her this addiction and this need that wasn't being served. And so as she kept trying to feed this addiction of, look at me, and it escalated and crescendoed. And then when someone came in with, like Hildebrand, with a massive dose of all the addiction needs she has, it crescendoed where she hit rock bottom. Rock bottom was that she abused her kids horrendously, and she got arrested for it and thrown behind bars. So her rock bottom and her aha moment was, oh my God, I have a problem. And if she truly is owning it, like this, it literally sounded like one of the steps in AA, make amends.
Yeah.
And own your behavior. And now we got to move forward. Let's keep our fingers crossed. That's actually what's going on here.
I hope for the best, honestly. I mean, I don't want to sit here and go, oh, I hope you suffer in jail for the rest of your life and your children are without their mom. I hope in reality that they are able to find some sort of amends and that she has some sort of realization here. I also hope that this was truly written. You know, I mean, obviously, lawyers are going to write lawyer things. This almost felt more like ChatGPT. Here's the point we want to make across. ChatGPT, do your work. But I will hope for the best in this case.
Well, because what was this gear? You know, we don't know what was geared for. Was it out of pure remorse and making amends, like, you know, my conjecture? Or was it written just for the judge for sentencing?
Like, yeah, here's the case, ChatGPT.
How about yes for both? Yeah. You know, dear ChatGPT, write a confession owning our behavior that will give us a lighter sentence at sentencing for the crime of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. Make me sound very remorseful. The scary part is, if you haven't used ChatGPT, it can do that. It can do very well.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and I don't know, maybe it was a good way of getting words out that maybe weren't coming to the surface, but again.
And what you get out of this too is, since she was first to the plate to plead guilty, she throws the layman like me says, here is the grand manipulator and narcissist coming in, and Jody Hildebrandt, you know, the real cult leader, you know, she throws the cult leader under the bus. She plays herself as a victim. She owns the behavior so she can hopefully get a lighter sentencing. And the family that's at a complete disaster zone, you know, that needs massive counseling, every single one of them,
yeah,
hopefully can come out on the other side of this. So, I mean, that her, again, there's defense doing a great job for their client.
And we still haven't heard from Jody yet. That's the other side.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a race to who's going to make the statement faster, and Ruby won that one.
Agreed.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.